From the Ingalls studio, welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Friday, April 19th, and happy 46th birthday to actor James Franco.
Oh, seriously, I know this sounds weird, but can we be best friends? Just us, for real?
I think we should all be best friends.
We should be.
You guys are my best friends.
We shared a moment.
You guys were like both of my best friends, and you didn't even know it, but now you know it, and we'll all be best friends.
You know what we should get? You know those hearts that break up, and it's like best friends? We should get three-way. Like a three-way one
three-way.
Of those, man.
I don't even know if they make those.
We should make the first
make
one.
Three-way.
What about?
I want the middle piece that'll be crooked on both sides.
I'm Bruce Jenkins, and here are your top stories presented by Gwinnett Kia Mall of Georgia. Gwinnett police asking for help locating missing teen from Buford. Man wanted for robbery killed in shootout with Gwinnett County Police. And Norcross man receives double life sentences for murdering Lawrenceville brothers. Plus, my conversation with Lawrenceville event coordinator Milo Sather. All of this and more is coming up on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen daily and subscribe.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? Kia Mall of Georgia is a family-owned business for over 20 years.
Been here in Buford for 25 years, selling cars to anyone that wants one. The reasons why you would come to a small family-owned dealership, you get that sort of family experience.
Kia Mall of Georgia makes buying, selling, or trading it easy. And that's why customers come back year after year.
We have people from out of state that will come back that have been buying cars from us for years that'll drive on in or fly on in, trade in their car, get a new one, and leave.
So come by the lot today or find us online at KiaMallOfGA.com.
The Gwinnett County Police Department is seeking the public's assistance in finding Asada Amon, a 16-year-old girl from Buford who has been reported missing by her father. Asada is described as 5 feet 2 inches tall, weighing 115 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. She was last seen at her home on West Oak Court in Buford wearing a white shirt and black pants. Anyone with information on her whereabouts is urged to contact GCPD detectives at 770-513-5300 or Crime Stoppers anonymously at 404-577-TIPS, that's 8477, or online at stopcrimeatl.com. Informants may be eligible for a cash reward leading to an arrest and indictment in this case. A man wanted for several robberies was killed in a confrontation with Gwinnett County police officers on Jimmy Carter Boulevard. An officer attempted a traffic stop on the suspect's red SUV in a Waffle House parking lot. The driver, wanted on outstanding warrants and suspected of robbery, initially stopped but then accelerated, shooting at the officer. Another officer in an unmarked car was fired upon as well. The pursuit continued, resulting in a collision between the suspect's vehicle and a patrol SUV. The suspect fired at the officer before being shot and killed. The officers provided aid, but the suspect died on the scene. The GBI is investigating, and no injuries were reported among the officers or bystanders. Walter Jabron Hill, convicted of murdering brothers Darius Miles and Christopher Smith, received two life sentences without parole plus 10 years. Security footage and cell phone data placed Hill near the scene. The victims were found shot in their home with no signs of forced entry. Family members identified Hill as a possible suspect, noting his friendship with the victims. Hill initially denied involvement but was linked to the crime by shell casings found in Texas. He returned to Georgia and was arrested. Despite evidence, Hill showed no remorse. The Gwinnett County DA called the sentence justice for the tragic loss. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. We'll be right back.
Why talk to Tom M. Wages Funeral Home Service today? You remove the financial and emotional stress from your loved ones. On the worst day of their lives, your family doesn't need to add financial stress to the pain of loss. You protect them. A pre-funded, pre-arranged funeral allows your family to grieve and mourn without the worry of how to pay. Plus, the peace of mind you have knowing everything is taken care of is priceless. Don't leave the worry and stress to your loved ones. Take care of your funeral prearrangements now. Let the family service professionals at Tom M. Wages in Snellville or Lawrenceville help you. Call Tom M. Wages today at 770-979-3200 or email jim@wagesfuneralhome.com. Tom M. Wages, the most respected and requested funeral home in Gwinnett County.
Stay connected with your community and honor those who have passed with the latest obituaries from Gwinnett County, Georgia. Brought to you by Tom Wages Funeral Home, providing compassionate care and support during life's most difficult moments. Today we honor Samuel Clifford Crosby, Shirley Ann Lamb, and Joanne Welch Mack. Tune in for the latest updates on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Hey, job seekers, your future is waiting. Gwinnett County Public Schools Job Fair, April 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Seckinger High School. Your chance to shine and make a difference. Fast track your teaching career. Meet face to face with district leaders ready to welcome you aboard. Say yes to GCPS and register at teamgcps.com today. Fire at the InTown Suites Hotel in Norcross displaced 50 people on Wednesday afternoon. Firefighters responded to reports of flames on the bottom floor extending to nearby vegetation and the roof. Everyone safely evacuated and crews brought the fire under control by 5:32 p.m. Utility services were disconnected and there were no reported injuries. The American Red Cross is assisting the displaced residents. Memphis rapper Glorilla, real name Gloria Hallelujah Woods, was arrested in Suwanee for allegedly driving under the influence of alcohol. Police pulled her over for making a U-turn on a red light and noticed signs of impairment. Woods admitted to drinking alcohol but refused to disclose how much. She showed signs of impairment during field sobriety tests and declined a breathalyzer test. Marijuana and an open alcohol container were found in her car. Woods was charged with DUI, failure to obey traffic control, and possessing an open alcohol container. She was booked and released on bond within 3 hours. We'll be back in a moment.
In Henry County, leadership resonates with action and heart. Sheriff Reginald B. Scandrett, our 29th and pioneering African-American sheriff, embodies this spirit. His term reflects more than challenges. It symbolizes victories that glorify our resolve. From the HCSO Restorative Center's triumph to the S3 shaping of our youth for brighter futures, Sheriff Scandrett's compassion extends from advocating for law enforcement to pioneering a mental health unit, ensuring the vulnerable among us aren't overlooked. True leadership is about actions, not just words. It's about changing laws to protect those who protect us, as Sheriff Scandrett has done for injured officers. With proven dedication and unmatched commitment to our community, the choice is clear. Vote to re-elect Sheriff Reginald B. Scandrett for Henry County, for our home.
Authorized by the Committee to Re-elect Sheriff Scandrett.
Hi, this is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian, with a nutrition tip. Many times when we're trying to eat healthier, we think about what foods to remove from our diet, like high-fat foods and foods and beverages that are high in sugar. But we should also be thinking about what to add to our diets, like fruits and vegetables, and drinking more water.
Welcome to the DTL Download Series. We're bringing you exciting guests to uncover what's happening in Lawrenceville. And here's today's guest.
Welcome back to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. And what we do is like to get involved in downtown Lawrenceville, and there's a whole lot of exciting things. We got restaurants, we got bars. Right now I'm talking with Milo Sather, the City of Lawrenceville events coordinator, and Bobby Menick from Beyond the Ribbon. We'll talk about how you two are getting together and promoting everything. But I remember, Milo, you and I have talked a number of times before, and I got to hand it to you that you have some really creative ideas of entertaining in Lawrenceville. So last year was the very first Lawrenceville Boogie. So we're bringing it back. I'm involved in this. You're bringing it back for the second year. That's going to be Saturday, April 27th. Milo, explain what this is, because you can obviously do a better job than I can. And totally have fun with this. So
yeah, we're having a great time planning the Lawrenceville Boogie. The Lawrenceville Boogie came out of some conversations that we had with some local business owners who said that they wanted to see more events taking place back on the square now that, you know, things have transitioned after the pandemic. So we're really excited about that. Last year we had one stage and a silent disco and all sorts of fun and surprises. This year we're expanding the event. We're actually going to be taking over more of downtown Lawrenceville. We're going from one stage to three stages and lots of really fun activities in the mix. But one of the things I'm the most excited about actually is bringing in Beyond the Ribbon. I've worked with them in the past producing Lawrenceville car shows, and we have had a great time. And so I cannot wait to see, not only is the Boogie going to have three stages of all different kinds of music, but there's also going to be cars from different eras, different styles, different cultures, everything. So I'm thrilled with that. And I guess I should probably introduce my friend here, Bobby Minnick. Sure. And she is in charge of Beyond the Ribbon, a local nonprofit that helps families experiencing cancer. And she's the one who puts together a great great team to bring the car show to Lawrenceville.
Thank you, Milo. Thank you for having me out. I am just beyond excited and crazy about Milo and us partnering together on this car show. You know, there are so many individuals here in our community diagnosed with cancer,
sure,
and it's so hard for them to find assistance. And we've just had a great time over the past 3-4 years, bringing the car show out, people coming out, and our last one was just out of this world. I get nothing but raves about it. And it's so nice seeing, you know, muscle cars, classics, low riders, drifters. I mean, just all of them come out together as a community, and we do something great for our people. And also, it's great being down here on the square so we can bring the businesses out to benefit also.
Sure, this is a beautiful place to have an event like that. We can talk more about what's going on down there, and I love the fact that Beyond the Ribbon is involved in this. So the Boogie is in its second year. So basically, it's music. And we got the car show. I mean, what else is there? Can we bring our kids here? And
oh, yeah, it's there's fun for everybody. I actually, this event not only was inspired to get the businesses involved, but it was actually created to draw all different corners of our community, different age groups, different cultures, and celebrate what makes us so special, which really is that there are so many different kinds of folks around. So there will be lots of kid activities, craft activities, inflatables. There will also be, if you like dancing, if you like dressing in costume, there's a costume contest. If you, you know, there's just all sorts of different activities. You kind of gonna have to just show up curious and see, because there's so much going on that you'll be surprised to find all sorts of activities for you.
All right, Milo, so you mentioned a lot of music that is happening in downtown Lawrence. So what kind of music on the different stages are we going to be able to hear?
Well, I'm actually really excited about that. I definitely wanted this event to have multiple genres of music so that it can reach all different sorts of folks. We're really excited because we have recently brought in Jazz in the Alley. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they have a great jazz series that happens mainly in Norcross. So they're going to be taking over one stage with an all jazz stage. Then Beyond the Ribbon is going to have another stage. They're going to have a great band out of Athens called The Ocho, as well as a 10-piece brass band called Imagine Brass Band. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then the main Boogie stage will have everything from alt rock, Americana kind of country to hip hop, funk, and soul. So we've got a lot going on and can't wait to start boogieing with everybody.
So let's see, we're April 27th, just not too far off here. So it'll be a real fun time. So what else should we know about this? And, you know, Bobby, we can talk more about your nonprofit. So what else should we know about that? Because I know I love the fact that you're doing this, because I had a friend recently that passed away due to it. And I felt bad for her because she really didn't have too many people, but she did have just enough. So, but people like you helping people like that.
Yeah, so I am a 13-year breast cancer survivor. So, and I was super fortunate in my journey, but I began to notice so many individuals are not. So it just weighed on my heart. I was like, I got to do something about this. And myself and 4 other survivors started the nonprofit. But what makes us very different is that we'll help however. I'm actually helping a gentleman with moving expenses. I'm helping another gentleman who, imagine this, he drove a truck for a living, and his right leg has now been amputated. So he has no means. And it could be 2-3 years for him to get approved for disability.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, we help with whatever. So we're going to help with his rent. I'm going to give him a Publix gift card. We've paid for medical supplies, prescriptions. We've even paid for a funeral for a 15-year-old child.
Oh.
So it's more to it than just getting diagnosed. And if you can find help, they'll usually only help with rent and utilities, and usually one time, $500.
That's not going to get you very far.
Yeah, no, not at all. And there's so many individuals that their friends kind of drop them, their spouses leave them. I mean, it's just a terrible thing. And it's the number one cause of death in our community. And when we started doing this, I was like, I have to find a way to raise money, but keep my family safe because of COVID. Mm. And this has just been a relationship, partnership. I mean, I love Milo in the city, but I love his ideas.
Oh, yeah.
I love the fact that, you know, as diverse as Gwinnett is, that we come together as a community. And I love seeing all that. I love going up and hugging, you know, families and seeing their kids out there, just having fun and forgetting cancer and just being in a community that loves them and wants to give back.
So where can we find you online? A website?
Yes, it's beyondtheribboninc.org. We're on social media. I love Facebook. you'll see this on there. I was actually did a picture in front of the boogie window out there. Okay. So, yeah. So, as you can tell, I like to have fun.
You have definitely dressed the part today. She's yes. all in pink. So, we thank you for that.
Yeah.
All right, Milo, I know you've got future events going on. We can talk about that at a later date, but where can we find you online and all the events here in Lawrenceville?
So you can follow us on Instagram. That's a really great place to see what we've got going on. We've also got Facebook and our website, but our Instagram is @the_DTL. That's going to have a lot of information about different events going on in town, not just the Lawrenceville Boogie, but we're starting a DJ series. We've got a songwriter night coming up. So if you follow @the_DTL, you can stay up to date with all of that. And if not, then check out the website, lawrencevillega.gov.
All right. Milo, thank you very much. Bobby, thank you too very much. And we'll get the word out and have a great time. Keep up the great ideas too.
Okay, cool. Thank you for having us.
We'll have final thoughts after this.
Are you ready to shape the future and make a lasting impact? Gwinnett County Public Schools is hiring. We're looking for skilled carpenters, HVAC technicians, master craftsmen, fleet maintenance experts, and dedicated paraprofessionals. And yes, we're also seeking teachers. Join our team and help us foster a brighter tomorrow. Say yes to purpose. Say yes to impact. Say yes to GCPS. Visit gcpsk12.org/careers today. Your path to a rewarding career awaits. Say yes to GCPS.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Marietta Daily Journal, the Community podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties, or the Paulding County News podcast. Read more about all our stories and get other great content at GwinnettDailyPost.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.